Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Confidence. You know, that feeling when you catch a glimpse of yourself in a mirror and, well, let's just say it doesn't exactly scream, supermodel. Yeah, we've all been there. Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing. Your body is incredible. It's your home, your vessel, the amazing machine that allows you to experience this wild ride called life. But way too often, we let society's warped ideas about beauty steal our joy and confidence. Today, we're going to tackle something huge: how to develop a more positive body image. Because seriously folks, loving yourself, flaws and all, is the absolute key to unlocking true social confidence. It's not just about vanity, it's about respect, self-worth, and feeling good in your own skin. And that, my friends, is something worth fighting for. So, how do we get there? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. First up, ditch the comparison game. Ever scrolled through social media and felt like everyone else was rocking a perfect bikini body while you're stuck in your pajamas? Remember, folks, those pictures are curated. It's a highlight reel, not reality. You're comparing your behind the scenes to someone else's carefully crafted front stage. Focus on your own journey, your own progress. Celebrate the small victories and be kind to yourself along the way. Next, challenge those negative self-talk whispers. We all have that inner critic, right? The one that throws shade every time you put on a pair of jeans or try a new outfit. But here's the deal. You are so much more than your body. You're creative, intelligent, funny, and capable of amazing things. Reframe those negative thoughts into positive affirmations. Instead of, "I hate my thighs," try, "My legs are strong and carry me through life." It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, it works wonders. Third, surround yourself with positivity. You know that saying, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with? Well, it's true. Seek out people who uplift you, who celebrate your strengths, and who don't engage in toxic comparison games. Find a community where you feel supported and accepted for exactly who you are. Now, let's talk about movement. Not just because it helps you look good, but because it feels good. Find activities that you genuinely enjoy: dancing, hiking, swimming, playing sports, whatever gets your heart pumping and your endorphins flowing. When you move your body with intention, it releases those feel-good chemicals that boost your mood and make you feel more confident. Lastly, remember that self-love is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, days when you feel amazing and days when you struggle. That's totally normal. Be patient with yourself, practice self-compassion, and keep moving forward. Remember, true beauty comes from within: your kindness, your empathy, your sense of humor, your passion for life. So, picture this. You're at a party, feeling confident and radiant. You strike up conversations effortlessly, radiating positivity and warmth. People are drawn to you because you exude genuine joy and self-acceptance. That's the power of positive body image. It transforms not just how you see yourself, but how the world sees you. This journey isn't about fitting into some unrealistic mold. It's about celebrating your unique beauty and embracing all that makes you, you. Remember to ditch those negative self-talk whispers. Surround yourself with positivity, move your body with joy, and never stop celebrating your awesomeness. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to cultivate a more positive body image? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, stay confident, stay connected, and keep shining bright. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.